From the Director of Audit submitting a follow-up status report regarding the audit titled System Changes Are Needed to Help Ensure Patient and Staff Safety at the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Lighting.
Well, I thought Mr. Hare was going to present this. We certainly can respond from the department's perspective, but...
Okay, let's see if we can locate him. He's milling around pretty close.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ms.
Can I just make a quick comment at least? Just one brief comment.
Yes.
I would raise two questions, just two sentences, please, and then I'll leave, since there's a break. I'm going to raise again, Mr. Walker raises this question, and I didn't vote for him or Mr. Trevor, the mayor. Here's the question. Is the Milwaukee County government as an entity viable and useful, helpful, and there for citizens? I mean, you all, our board supervisor as a group and the executive. The second question is, even if that's true, the second question is the Milwaukee County system viable, helpful, useful, and there in social services? My feeling on the second is absolutely not. I'm sorry, with due respect, thank you for letting me say that now.
Thank you. Mr. Hare, good morning.
Madam Chair, my apologies. The matter you have before you is an update on the report we issued on patient safety at the Behavioral Health Division. If you pay attention to the comments on the right side of the template for follow-up, you'll note that BHD has taken all of these recommendations seriously. They've made significant strides in implementing them. Our recommendation to you would be to just let the audits stay on file as you did last cycle, and incorporate those recommendations and all the decisions that need to be made going forward with regard to the model, the treatment program, and the facilities.
Okay.
We also did pick up the issue that you had concerns about, Madam Chair, with regard to the confidentiality of patient records. You'll note Corp Counsel's views that those documents were made public in court, and as such, the protocols for holding people accountable aren't really available to you.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think what this does is it pushes the whole issue upstream in terms of our employees and how they deal with information that is made a part of the public record.
Right.
This was a decision made by the prosecution and or the witness to go forward with that kind of information to make their point. And I think that we all just need to be mindful of our responsibility to hold patient information confidential, even in those procedures, to the greatest extent possible.
If I could just make a quick comment, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but again, in order for somebody to have a name, in order for somebody to know which court to go to look, that information has to be given by somebody. And that's where my concern lies. What type of responsibility does Milwaukee County have so that we don't, so that we don't have those type of situations?
So Madam Chair, I would agree.
I know it's something we'll have to continue to work on, but again, that's just a kind of nagging question for me, because again, even if you don't have any background in the courts, you realize that if you want to go on CCAP, what's the first thing they ask you for? You have to have a case number, you have to have a name, and I think most people probably search by name. So,
if I could, Madam Chair, just one more thing on that point. We had a number of conversations with BHD management about our own access to confidential information. And at one point in the audit, it really came to be the issue in the audit, because in order for us to do our job, we need a certain information.
Right.
And looking back on it now, it's clear to me that everybody in BHD management took their responsibility very seriously. What they were trying to do in working with us was to make sure that we got only the information we needed and only under the right conditions.
Right.
Looking back on it, there was really no attempt to obstruct. So I would argue that at least at the management level and from what we saw on the line level, there is a very sincere concern about confidential patient information.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Lighty, did you have something you wanted to add to?
I just wanted to follow up, I think, with Mr. Hare in that I know that all of the BHD management leadership team, we take the issue of privacy and protected information very seriously. We did attach some policies and procedures. There is always ongoing training on the importance of maintaining confidential information. And actually, each individual employee signs that they've been trained, that they understand the rules, and anytime someone is in violation of that, it generally is a requirement as part of a disciplinary procedure that they retake that so that they understand the importance of it. And, you know, we'll continue to do our due diligence in making sure that individuals understand that, have frequent trainings, and try to continue to reinforce that to the extent possible. With reference to the other recommendations contained in the audit, I think last month we presented the gender study report. There were several recommendations that really addressed some of the recommendations contained in the audit. I know the community advisory group had a chance to review that. So we certainly are going to be reconvening that group, looking at an implementation plan, having some recommendations about how we might proceed in that area on some of those, and we'll continue to follow up with implementing the recommendations as part of the audit.
And Madam Chair, that is exactly what we would like to see happen. I think that to keep this audit apart from all of the other things that are being done with regard to behavioral health services, it doesn't serve you or the process or the administrators. It should all be incorporated into the big issues you've got before you with regard to the model, the program, and the facility. Patient safety cuts across all of that. I would suggest, too, that hopefully in the very near future, you'll have before you a nominee to head up this enterprise. And I think that just looking at the last year, you've got plenty of information to use in confirmation hearings to obtain from the nominee their perspectives on some very, very critical issues, including these. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any comments or questions? What is the desire of the committee in regards to this report? This is the second time that it's been in front of us.
Madam Chair, on that point, the document does say it received and placed on file, but in the spirit of Legistar, it's an informational report, and it's certainly up to you to do what you would like with it.
Okay. Supervisor Rice.
Is your question, Madam Chairman, the frequency with which we're going to be requesting reports like this in the future?
My question is in regards to whether or not you'd like to follow up on this or whether or not you'd like to just make a receive and place on file and let other people in the board deal with it, or if you're satisfied that the recommendations in the report have been fulfilled. And
well, Madam Chair, if I could,
yes.
Our point would be that you incorporate this in your ongoing oversight of BHD programs, safety and facilities.
Okay.
So whether that's at your preference, monthly or quarterly, it doesn't matter. We just don't think the audit needs to stand alone because all the items have been embraced by BHD and they're working on them as part of these broader issues.
Okay. And please refresh my memory, and I should know this, but everything sometimes seems to run together. This has been referred to the facilities committee. Is that correct?
Yes.
They have reviewed that, okay.
And to the 5142 board and the community advisory committee, and we have presented to, I believe, all three of those at this point.
Yes.
I think Doug presented.
Yes, we have.
Okay. All right.
Recommend that we don't, that we would not do anything with your given the legislature.
Okay. All right. Okay, then. I want to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I apologize again for being late.
That's okay.
Caught up in reading
email. Everybody was late this morning, so the cheese doesn't stand alone, Mr. Harris. All right. Very good. Thank you. Item number 11.